Begin the current daf, Masechta Bava Basa, daf Chavav, begin the Mabez, and Tes Master, begin the Gemara, Adda Amrile, until he said to him, Hodam Rabbi Yehuda. Meitzah Shechzika B'chulu, regarding a boundary that was taken possession by the public, that you're not allowed to ruin, that was his winning argument. So Tes Tame, it's a wonder. My Maisim Rabbi Yehuda, what exactly is he bringing from Rabbi Yehuda? The Rab Mishan, what do you mean? The community is different. And you have to say that because if that wouldn't be the case, then kasha masnitin. You have a difficulty with the Mishnah. The Tani will learn that you could cut and you could go down. So obviously, that when it comes to individual, it doesn't help the chazaka of the owner of the tree. Perish ach b'ribam the ben chan ribam explained the rabim the chazika b'mitzareha. This halacha of the community that took possession of the boundary, the Rav Huna, of Rav Huna. In other words, it's actually was a rabbin that was mafzik in the mitzvah of Rav Huna, and ubishusa, and it was actually with his permission. Because you're right, if there wasn't with the permission, then actually the chazaka is not even effective. So actually, that is the case that it's talking about. But when he came along, and he was now digging in this public domain, and he was cutting the roots of the Rabbah. Therefore, he was asking from the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda, the Kibbutz of Zikabir Rabbim, since the public already took possession of it in Yerushal Achbar, he's not allowed to dig. Now, Bahad Kamar, this that he said, Rav Huna was saying afterwards that why didn't I tell him? He's within 6 hours, etc. What he meant was like this. Claim in other words, Kikam Rav Yehuda. When did Rav Yehuda say Allah that if you have something of road that was taken possession of the public, also how can I ruin it? That's within 6 hours. But out of 6 hours, you actually allowed to ruin it. Why? Since he's leaving 16 amas, kedin rishus ram, like the measurement of a public domain. So therefore, I'm allowed to ruin the rest. I'm leaving them what they need. Rav Yechanan le'odam. Rav Yechanan said, it's forbidden for a person shekanas to ichsha loy, that he went within his own property line, lahachzik salam b'mkremi, to bring the walls back to their place. Even though he's leaving space, like it sounds like where they are leaving the Rish Lakish.
There is talking about that. It says Hachik Ravcha, where there is space. Rashi says no. Ravcha the Kamahasam. Then it says that there was space. Shein the Seisam Kol Rishus Ram is that it didn't block off the whole Rishus Ram. Like a Ravcha Tazayinama, but it wasn't the space of 60 namas. Like a Ravcha Tazayinama, but if it was a space of 60 namas, Moed Rabbi Yechanan to Mutla Kalkloi. Rabbi Yechanan would agree that you're allowed to ruin it. Machzik someone coming in, you could take the walls back to the place. Because I'm Hachik, like the Gemara is saying over here. Now, me a question about what is difficult is my kamara papa. What's your papa saying? Amrle mikuli. I said from everything. My kuli. What exactly was this that he was coming at him with all these different questions? So Mafarish Rabbi Menachem explains the mikuli hainu, that is mikol hani d'tnan, from all that which we learned in the Mishnah. That Elan Kaidim, if the tree is first, Layakits, you don't cut it down. Safek, Vahula, etc. And we find that you have to have Archakas Elan from the bar, that if the tree is first, you don't cut it down. So our Papa is saying that but I couldn't get them, show you he was rejecting it, it might be Elan Atzmai, that's talking about the tree itself. Avasharashim Yakits, but the branches you could chop down, which is what he did. Now, but Rabbi Tamafar, she explains the Rav Huna Hayakitz. That Rav Huna was cutting off from the, he was taking the roots for himself. Your Papa would tell him, what is this claim? In other words, why are you taking the roots for yourself? They said to him, did not learn the Mishnah kites of a yard. You could cut and go down. But Kimish did not the kites, since I'm cutting with the halacha, can you eat some shalis? It makes sense that what should be for me. And when he was trying to tell him from all these rayas, Hainu, that is, Hanu the Maisi Hacha. That is what the Gemara brings over here, and the Maisi Lekaman, the Chosh Ilan, Hedir Abam Vehulu, the roots a regular person, etc., that goes in, but then muchach, come on, that from there the Gemara proves later on, the itzim shaloi, the ketan masnin, this is, as Mish says, the wood belongs to him, and the shabala ilan, belongs to the owner of the tree. Ah, so by below yochle, why couldn't I convince him? Shadachaloi, kedadachil lekamon, because he pushed him away, the way he pushes away later on, until he came for a ride from Rabbi Yehuda, where the Nehishloi told Cheskasi kecheskes Rabbim, that you're right. Although that my chazaka as an individual that cannot be as strong as a chazaka of Rabbim Lynchloi Tei Rishoy Lekaitzai, regarding that I shouldn't be permitted to cut it down. But regarding this, at least it should be effective, she eats him shali, that the word should belong to me. Masik, and the Gemara concludes, meaning Rav Huna himself reflected, why didn't I tell him beyond 16 Amas, Yeshli says him shali, and actually then the word should be for me, because the Ravina come on, like Ravina says later on, there's a difference between within 16 Amas and beyond 16 Amas. Next time is Masal, they begin with the words of the Gemara. So again, basically, according to Rabbi Tam, the discussion is regarding who gets the wood. Like it says, Matzah begins with the words like la'achmakan. But here we're talking about that growth that came afterwards. Now, v'yeshon the garasi, there are texts that have the words midi area. Is there anything that you're discussing? Ha begidulin. This is talking about gidulin that come afterwards. Which for chol zem the remarkshad. Well, then there's all the words of the questioner. The way Rashi says, he says, "Maskan de kushi." In other words, "Al karchach le'tuch alivshit mikan." Obviously, you cannot resolve from over here because the begidun laban lachem mikan. We're talking about something totally different. We're talking about the growth that come later on, and the baser ilod nazlinon. And if you go based on the tree, Rishashmin, the Rish is teaching us the ein nana that you not have pleasure. Rishashmin, the Sefer would be teaching us the ein moilin. There's no meila. Which is from, even though you go based on a tree, but it's from when Hekdesh is going into the property of Hedyit, again, because we're talking about Gedum Habon La'achemikan. Now, Vibasa Karkas, and we're going based on the property. So then, Reish Hashmin De'imoyel, and the Reish would be teaching us that there's no Me'ilo, because if you go based on Karka, then the Hedyit going into Hekdesh should be Me'ilo. We're saying no, because Gedum Habon La'achemikan. We're safer. The Ein and Bigdun, and say would be teaching me that there's no pleasure. Bigdun, again, you could say it according to Edom Ad Amar, and then what the Chidushim would be inherent based on the principle of Gidun Abon Lachamekan. Then it says, we're going to say, Hahiba Badashim Inan. Regarding that case that's teaching us, the Ein Meil Bigdulin, which we said that depending whichever sheet you go with, but that there's no me'ila by growth. Lashem inan shal hektish haboyim b'shal hektish. And why don't you say it's hektish trees going to hektish properties that prefers to say, which is even the bigger chiddush, because it's all hektish, not from one to another domain. And according to the halacha of gidul abon la'achamikan, it wouldn't make a difference. Yeshem Tzitz says we could say is the nakar hachi. The reason why we picked it like the way we have it, mishum idach bava, because of the other case. Where that's with Ashmina, that we let you know the Einen, and that is a prohibition of having pleasure. Well, that's on that element of Chiddush, whichever bandom you go, like that's a bigger Chiddush, Ein Hakol Shal Hektish, even though not everything is Hektish. So even so, there could still be an Isser of Hana. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel does not have in his Girsa the word Ella. And the significance of that is that Vamataratu de Kamach, it's actually not like we're saying that it's the conclusion of the question the way Rashi says. Rather, it's the one who's answering you saying this. The Muki Sefer, he explains the Sefer that says, De'ein me'ila b'gidulim, that actually you could prove from the Resha that the roots belong to the owner of the tree. It's the Sefer that we're explaining is by gidulim abon l'achamakan. And that's why there's not going to be me'ila. And the same thing would be if... the truth is, if the tree and the ground was also of hektish, there wouldn't be me'ila. Now, v'hodolei nakad shalekid shbe hektish, then why don't you say, very simply, that of hektish in the area of hektish too? So that's mishum debay l'minkad. It's just because we wanted to pick to meet the reisha, similar to the case of the reisha, the inakol, the hektish, where not everything is of hektish. El chad hektish, v'chad hedyu, one is hektish, and one is hedyu.
And that's why they just picked it like that. But truth is, you could have just said everything in Pekdush because it's an idea of Ein Me'ila, Bigidulim. And because I believe Basa Karka is leaning, if you wanted to say the opposite, no, you go Basa Karka. And Reisha, Shmin Dein Me'ila Bigidulim, and the Reisha is teaching you to know Me'ila Bigidulim. Then listen to Reisha, then the Reisha should have said Shal Hekdush, Bishal Hekdush, where it should have said both of Hekdush. The usual kokachlim because it's not really so settled to say tana resha agav seifa come by tana seifa agav resha. So therefore, that's why the Gemara says it the way we're saying with Rabbi Chananel is the other way around. Once the resha says a certain type of case, and then the seifa would say that too. But really, it does. We do prove from the resha the halacha that we wanted to say. The next day's master begin with the Gemara. Ravina Ami says loikasha. No, it's not difficult. He can resolve a kantoich tezayin b'chulu. It depends if it's within. The Reish is talking about, as Taisa says, b'teich tezayin amma, within 16 ammas. And there you go after the ilan. The basa ilan nazlinan. And b'seif b'chutz tezayin amma, and the seif is talking about beyond 16 ammas and the basa karkas. And then you go based on whoever's property is in. Says, tell me, begin to say, but listen, idi teich tezayin. Why don't you just say both are within 16 ammas? But listen, seifa moyalin. And then the seif is just simply. That's when you can have Mila. Or Inam, you could say EDVD Achat HaZayin, or both are beyond 16 hours. Listen to Rishon Meilin, and the Rishon said Meilin. Rishon said, when you can say the Tanah Hachi, the reason why we said it like this, Lashminan, is to let us know the B'tav value, that both them, Bein B'tech HaZayin Amma, whether within 16 hours, Bein Chusat HaZayin Amma, whether beyond 16 hours, is Loinen, B'li Meilin. That you could have this halacha of a situation of that you shouldn't have enough, but there's not going to be Mila, and we wanted to teach you not only within, but that to teach you in, you could have the same halacha within 16 and beyond 16 amas. Next time, Masel, to begin with the word of the Gemara, Gazno. He's a Gazan, Veim Veim Mimen Bekurim, and therefore, you can't bring Bekurim from it. Pirush, Rabbeinu Chananel explains, because you can't bring what's stolen, and yes, going that far with your roots is getting the tunnels of the property, you cannot bring Gezel on the Mizbech. Where do we know this from? Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, in Yeshaya, Ani Hashem, so in the Gezel Ba'ila, Am Hashem, I hate stolen items for your carbon idol. And Ksibin says in the Pasuk, Malachi Aleph, V'haveisim Gozel, V'gurim, etc., which the Gemara brings in Sukkot of Lamed. And Beleslon De'ula. And says Taisus that the Allah is not like this teaching of Ula. Because the Behedi Beskin Kerb Yisi, we explicitly rule Kerb Yisi, that he says, in a Tepetech Shleb Hula, that you could plant in your own property, even though that obviously the roots are going to be going to someone else's property, and we're obviously not concerned for that. Then says, in the time you begin to say, Le Perusha, according to his interpretation, then Ula commands Savar, then who does Ula, the Samar, hold like which Tana? Because the Karbana Namala, he's also not like Rabbana, because Rabbana Leboy Harachaka, they don't require any distancing. Eladal Ramas, only four Amas. Ula Sheshesh Amr, so they hold, okay, you have to distance, but that's Dalar Amas. Here he's talking about 16 Amas. But Yashem says, when you say to Ula, Bamukim Masnitin, Bitsunma, he actually explains our Mishnah that you don't have to require that amount of Chaka we're talking about with this bedrock. In the Mukhilar Brish Pirgin, as we explained in the beginning of the Parak, on the Fyutra Samanals. And that's why you only need Dalar Amas, but if it wasn't there, yes, it would nurture up till 16. You would have to have 16 Amas. Me of Kashal Rabbi Yitzchak, what's difficult Rabbi Yitzchak is the perfectly come on. The Gemara later on, the Chavzayn Manaf asks, Le'ula, Ma'akoyin Ilam Bekarkoy. Someone buys a tree with its property, maybe because he brings Bekurim and he says the Parashah Bekurim. And says the Gemara, my love, Kol Shmin, isn't it, whatever the amount is? And therefore that's a question on Ula. Says, what do you mean? But the guy is going to be considered as stealing from the guy's property. So the question is, my question, what's the difficulty? Shani Osman, there it's different, Shekinoi, where he bought it. We'll have a Gazlan, and therefore, he's not a Gazlan, even if it's nurturing by someone else's field. So what's the question? So Venera Kipirish Hakontris. So it appears that Rashi explains Davik of the Mutalismach that although you're allowed to do it nearby, Imabin cannot bring Bukum from it because the Bitnash Tovim Arzacha. It just has to be that being from your land and start your land. And that's the problem, not because of Gezel per se. Now, look, come on, the Gemara later on, Daf Chav Zayin, Dama that says, Ilan is a mech, the tree that's nearby, maybe Bekeri, you could bring in, you could recite Shabbanaz King Hichel Yeshua's Arts, with this intention that Yeshua bequeathed Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people. Like, come on, didn't say Shabbanaz King Hichel that was an intention that he bequeathed Shei Mutalisma, that he should be able to do it nearby. Anyway, that's permitted. It means to say that that was his interest when he bequeathed Shei Chashub Kamei Me'artzacha, that it should be considered like as if it's your land. That he could say, the land that you gave to me, even though it's not technically his land. Next to his master, begin with the word, the Gemara asks, Natez Mavazachas of Achulu. You have the 10 saplings that are scattered in the area of a Besa, which Besukah, the Gemara Sukah of Lamdal Manaf, Oma says, Esn Natez, the halacha of these 10 saplings, Varav, and the halacha of the willows on Sukkahs, Vadisachamayim, and the water libations, halacha Mesh Mesinai, it's a halacha tradition from Mesh Mesinai, but Dafke Esletech Besa, and specifically 10 with an area of Besa, Vapachas, but less than that, Ain't Sri Harisha Kachach, that doesn't need so much plowing. David does not have this halacha. If you had in the area of the Beis Hamikdash more than 10 saplings, also in Chashan, you would not be able to plow up until that period of Rosh Hashanah. Actually, they're going to be uprooted because they can't sustain that amount. So it's specifically 10 that's within this area of the Beis Hamikdash.